Hey, this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here to bring you something a little different. Last week, Carrie Peters joined forces with Dr. Stephen Masley to talk about his new book, The Better Brain Solution, on the weekly show Tuesday Tips. We have turned this little episode into a podcast for those of you who may have missed this juicy interview. They will be talking about a link that is quote unquote posted below the video. You can find that link in the description section on this podcast. Enjoy.
I'm Carrie Peters. I'm here today with a very, very special guest of Dr. Stephen Masley. He's got a new book out that I think you are going to be so excited about called The Better Brain Solution. Dr. Masley, first of all, welcome. Hi. Welcome back to Tuesday Tips.
I'm very happy to be with you today.
You're a repeat guest. We just can't get enough of you.
Well, we have fun together, so there you go.
There you go. So we're going to be talking about, for those of you who don't know Dr. Masley, I'll introduce him and we'll talk about the book, but you, I think, just got the book in the mail today. Would you like to show the cover? It's so beautiful.
Really? Yeah. So here it is. Ooh. Better Brain Solution. And it did, literally, you were right. It did show up today. So that was that was not even a coincidence. It was just meant to be.
Meant to be, special for us. So for those of you who are not familiar, if you haven't seen Dr. Masley on our show before, he's a physician, he's a nutritionist, he's a trained chef, he's an author, he's a creator of the number one all-time health program for public television, which was called 30 Days to a Younger Heart. And he helps motivate people to tune up their brain, their heart, and their sexual performance, which is a whole nother video. I hope you're coming back for more on that. And Dr. Masley is a best-selling author. The Better Brain Solution is not his first book. He's published several books, 10 Years Younger, The 30-Day Heart Tune-Up, Smart Fat, and The Better Brain Solution is his latest book. Plus, he's published numerous scientific articles. And you've probably seen him. He's been viewed by millions of people on PBS, on the Discovery Channel, on the Today Show, and in over 500 media interviews. And what's even cooler, and I love this so much about you, Dr. Masley, is that you continue to see patients and publish research from your own medical clinic in St. Petersburg, Florida. So how lucky are the patients that get to come see you? And he offers weekly blogs on his website at drmasley.com. So official welcome again to Tuesday Tips. We're so happy to have you here with us at Health Coach Institute.
Well, Carrie, thank you so much. I'm really glad to be back.
So, okay, the last time we had you on, we were talking about heart health. And of course, a lot of people know you as a heart doctor, the 30-day heart tune-up and the 30 days to a younger heart program on public television. So now we're talking about brains. So what inspired you to create the Better Brain Solution?
So Carrie, in my clinic, we measure 100 markers of aging. We do all day assessments and we look at how do people age on the inside? Are they growing artery plaque? How is their brain processing speed? How's their memory? Can they focus and pay attention? So we're looking at all these markers of aging, and we compare that with your food intake, your nutrient levels, your fitness, your stress management, some toxin markers. And we've realized that we can, and we've published several studies, so we can now honestly say what factors predict if your brain's getting better or it's shrinking and you're losing cognitive function. And so we've really focused our program. What things are proven and published and shown to improve your brain? That's really the essence of the program. And we've turned that into 5 steps. And we know if the average person following our program, yes, they will shrink artery plaque. Their heart will get stronger. It will get better. But they also will improve their brain function. They're sharper, quicker, less forgetful, more productive, and we're preventing memory loss. So really, there's a huge connection between the heart and the brain, and the same things that are good for your heart are good for the brain, but we've kind of tweaked this Better Brain Solution program for really focusing on those specific things from our research that showed are just critical for the optimal brain function.
Well, I was really struck when I was reading the book by the statistics that you shared on the amount, like the level of Alzheimer's disease and dementia, or I guess you could say both under the category of memory loss, and how that is ballooning in number in the coming years, and the amount of people that are going to suffer from memory loss, dementia, Alzheimer's, the cost of that. I mean, it's kind of hard to wrap your brain around just how serious this problem is becoming.
Well, it is. It has, honestly, it has the potential to bankrupt the country. Because,
oh my goodness.
I mean, right now we have a problem. You know, it's the most expensive disease in America today. We're spending $215 billion a year on direct care, not even counting indirect care, like, you know, a daughter or son caring for their mom at home or visiting and all those other expenses. So it's the most expensive disease. It's the scariest disease, and it's going to double in just the next 12 years. So we are seeing rates skyrocket. 50% of baby boomers and 30% of all adults are high risk for memory loss. And it's not just like when you're 80 or demented. People who are 40, 50, 60, they have the early signs. They're more forgetful. You know, where did I put my cell phone? Why did I walk in the room? They're reading a passage and they have to reread it. They can't find their car in a parking lot. You know, all these subtle signs of brain fog are getting more and more common at younger ages. But the good news is we can change this. So we really have something that will improve your brain and help prevent memory loss. And I'm so excited to get to share this with you.
Well, I'm excited to hear it, and I'm thrilled that you're sharing it. And there are five steps that you're going to be talking about. And actually, if you're somebody who's watching, if you or somebody you love, if you worry that you might be at risk for memory loss or dementia or Alzheimer's, maybe it's in your family, we're actually going to share a link to a quiz that Dr. Masley has designed to help you find out what is your current risk level and what do you do about your current risk levels to get better and better and better and better. You know what also struck me, Dr. Masley, just from the introduction in your book, that when you ask your patients what illness they fear most, you know, is it cancer? Is it heart disease? That they almost always answer memory loss.
Yeah, but almost 80% of them.
Wow. I think because, you know, this is very personal for me. I didn't mention to you, but my grandfather has Alzheimer's, advanced Alzheimer's, and is in assisted living. And I've watched my aunt have to care for him and his wife have to care for him. And I see the devastation of watching a person that you know and love slowly slip away from you and slip away from themselves.
So yeah, the worst part of it is not, it's bad enough that you lose your identity, you lose your purpose, you don't know who your family is. But what's even worse is we tend to become a burden on the people we love, and nobody wants that. So it's really, you know, I know this from a personal level with both my mother-in-law and my stepfather, having watched both of them suffer through this process. I know how hard it was on the loved ones and the families. Awful. So, yeah. But we can prevent this. I think we can prevent 90% of dementia and Alzheimer's disease.
And wow. Did you say 90%?
Yeah, I feel it's a slam dunk to prevent 60%. I think if people were to start doing everything right, they could prevent up to 90%. But 60%, I'll say, is a slam dunk, definitely up to 90%.
Wow. That's almost shocking. That, you know, I think for people who are watching, I mean, we all believe in healthy lifestyles and habit change and all of that, but it's one thing to sort of believe that that works, and another thing to hear from you that actually, no, when you implement what you're about to share, like 60 to 90% of one of the most devastating, costly diseases could be
prevented. That's going to double if we don't do something about this to prevent it. And I think your coaches can do an awesome job. You know, this is not, you don't need, you know, super technical equipment or testing or drugs. You just need some good advice for five easy steps. And you're really, you know, your coaches can transform lives with that, both for themselves, their loved ones, and their clients as well. So I think this is a huge opportunity, and I'm really glad to get to share it with you today.
Me too. And I'm so glad you said that, because so often for us as health coaches, we feel like what we're doing can't really matter. And what I hear you saying is, no, actually, it matters a lot. And you don't have to have 12 years of education. You don't have to be a physician. You don't have to be a nutritionist. You just need to know the steps and the information that you've discovered in your mm-hmm. practice and in your research that you're about to share with us. And that, of course, we can discover in more about in the Better Brain Solution book. So I would love it if you're up for it to start talking about some of the steps in your five-step system here to kind of make things better. And then
let's jump to that. So the five steps are the right food. So there's some foods to avoid, the foods to add.
Okay.
Nutrients. There's key nutrients for your brain that are super important.
Okay.
There's fitness, both physical fitness and mental exercises as well.
Mm.
Stress management. And there's some toxins that impact your brain that we need to avoid. So, and when you add them all together, it's a lot more powerful than if you just do one at a time. Much more, there's synergy. So it's much more powerful than just one little step. It's really combining all five. But how about if we start with food? That's one of my favorite topics.
I would love to.
So there's definitely foods that really protect our brain and actually improve the function. And I would say the first class are like plant pigments. Okay. You know, it's like green leafy vegetables. It sounds kind of subtle, you know, but who knew that if you eat one cup of green leafies every day, your brain would be 11 years younger than somebody do it who doesn't. 11 years from just
one cup
of greens.
Well, that's motivating.
Broccoli, kale. If it's spinach, I'm talking cooked spinach, because you know it's mostly water and it shrinks down. So spinach and lettuce, you're talking big portions or cooked, but for all the other greens, I mean, a huge difference. All the colorful vegetables make a big difference, especially beyond greens, like beets increase the blood supply to you and blood flow to your brain. And they're super good for your brain. Everything, all the vegetables, basically, except for a potato, which has a high blood sugar score to it. But, you know, so all the vegetables and then berries and cherries, again, those pigments like blueberries have been shown to block the protein, the sticky protein that forms with Alzheimer's disease, like beta amyloid. We can help block that by eating more berries, and they're wonderful and really easy to eat. That dark chocolate, and cocoa are really good pigments for your brain. Even pigments like coffee in moderation, one or two cups of coffee a day is good. Matcha tea is even better. So tea is even better for your brain.
Okay.
It's all those plant pigments that we should eat more of for our heart, for our bones, for all these other things. They're really super important for your brain.
Well, I also love that you say, like, went back to the green vegetables, that it's just a cup a day, because sometimes it can feel intimidating. And like every meal I have to have 800 tons of, you know, green vegetables. It's like, well, if you have one cup, that's so doable.
Yeah. And it's not hard, and it's really important, and it makes a big difference. And, you know, so that's just like a really simple thing somebody could make sure they do every day. Another group are smart fats. This is not about a low-fat program. And in fact, they did a very big important study, and they compared a low-fat diet with a smart fat diet. In particular, they either added extra virgin olive oil or they added extra nuts. And either if when they took people who were, you know, 50, 60, 70s, and they gave them extra olive oil or extra nuts, their cognitive function improved, and they showed less memory loss. And those people on the low-fat diet had a drop in their memory performance, and they had an increase in cognitive decline in Alzheimer's disease. So, you know, I think more and more we're saying a low-fat diet, I mean, there's bad fats we should avoid, but we're looking for smart fats, nuts, extra virgin olive oil, avocado. Avocado oil is one of my favorite cooking oils, or other nut oils like almond oil. I already mentioned dark chocolate as a pigment, but it's also a smart fat. And then your brain is, in addition to those fats, your brain is 40% basically long chain omega-3 fats, fish oil by weight. So we definitely need more like wild salmon, soles, sardines, oysters, mussels. And if you don't eat those, then maybe a fish oil supplement. And if you're a vegetarian, You can still get those long chain omega-3s from algae supplements like DHA. You can easily get, for vegetarians, a DHA supplement. Dinuric, because your brain is 40% made up of these special fats. And if you don't get them, you're just depriving your brain. So plant pigments, smart fats. And I'd also say herbs and spices are really important. They're anti-inflammatory. They block aging. They block oxidation and free radical damage. They protect your brain. Specifically in my recipes. Oh, by the way, I love the recipes in here. I have to say that I worked really hard on them. Italian herbs are awesome. Garlic is really good. And curry spices, especially turmeric, are very important for your brain. So I think rosemary and turmeric were like the two spices that had the highest scores. And where people eat lots of those, they have some of the lowest Alzheimer rates on the whole planet.
Wow. So those
foods we definitely want people to add. And they make your food taste good. I mean, they make it pretty because it's so colorful. We add smart fats in, so it's, you know, has a nice mouthfeel. And the flavors are awesome.
So basically, I'm already in for all of the recipes in your book because it sounds like they're going to be delicious and satisfying.
Well, that's the goal. Delicious. They have to be or people won't eat them. Nourish your heart, brain, and soul, and easy to prepare. They've got to be easy to prepare if people aren't going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I'm not much of a cook, so following a simple recipe is great. Okay, so we talked about foods. Should we talk about key nutrients?
How about foods to avoid?
Oh, foods to avoid. Great. Okay.
So, and basically it's sugar.
Oh.
The number one cause for cognitive decline and the reason it's increasing so rapidly is more and more Americans suffer from prediabetes. You call it metabolic syndrome, but I like the term insulin resistance. If you're insulin resistant, your brain cells can't function. Let me give you an example. So if I was to take, I've been at meetings with you and you eat healthy food. I know I can imagine that if I gave you a problem to solve and we did a PET scan and imaged your brain, it would light up like a Christmas tree because all your brain cells would be burning that glucose, that fuel, and you would look like your brain is working like crazy. But if you take someone who's got prediabetes, insulin resistance, if you eat too many refined carbs from flour or sugar, I'll say it again, flour or sugar or potatoes or corn, your sugar soars, your insulin levels are trying to push that energy into the cell and the cell is full. It stops responding to insulin. You're insulin resistant, but brain cells can't use energy and they can't burn fuel when you're insulin resistant. So all these millions of Americans, half of baby boomers, a third of adults, their brains are like paralyzed. They're unable to use fuel in this insulin resistant state, which is why they have brain fog and they feel forgetful. And their brain is literally shrinking while I'm speaking here if they suffer from that. So it's tragic, but by getting rid of sugar and flour, we can make a huge difference and adding the other foods we just talked about.
Okay. So getting rid of sugar and flour are really the main things to avoid, sugar and flour.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we know what to add. We know what to avoid. What next? Should we talk nutrients?
I'd say there's five primary nutrients that are just absolutely essential for the brain. One would be vitamin D. I mean, I'm sure you guys have talked about vitamin D a dozen times. It's good for your bones. It's good for your heart, helps prevent cancer. But we know that for your brain, it's also essential. So we're really looking at having a good vitamin D level. We don't really get it from food. If you went out in the sun for an hour a day and you lived in Florida, you'd have enough, but you'd probably get skin cancer. You're better off taking it as a supplement.
Got it. Supplement, no skin cancer.
Yeah. Check. So vitamin D, like 2,000 international units a day would probably be the minimum, up to 5,000 a day to get a good level. Next up would be like the B vitamins, like mixed folates, not just folic acid, but like a good multi that's got mixed folates in it. And vitamin B12, because those are really common to be low. And so if you're taking a good quality a multivitamin, you're getting mixed folates and you're getting extra vitamin B12 to protect your brain. Because if you're low, you get permanent, irreversible memory loss. And we should never miss that. Anybody who's having memory issues, we should never miss that they're not getting their mixed folates and vitamin B12. And magnesium. Magnesium is essential for your brain. Your brain has trillions of connections between brain cells. We call those synapses, those connections they make between cells. And those connections are dependent upon magnesium. And 70% of people don't get enough magnesium. They get migraines, muscle cramps, constipation, makes their blood sugar and blood pressure go up, and it slows the speed of their brain transmission. So we want magnesium in there too. And if I picked one more, I would say a probiotic, because your gut is essential for proper brain function. I mean, some people actually call your microbiome and your gut your second brain.
Right.
Yeah. So absolutely. Those would be my top five: vitamin D, mixed folates, B12, magnesium, and a probiotic. And if you push me into six, I might say curcumin, you know, an herbal spice that people, but that would, you know, we really should not be deficient in any of those things, but 70% of people are. So if we could just help people make sure they get those five key nutrients, that would have a dramatic impact on helping to prevent memory loss, preventable memory loss.
That's amazing to me. Like, this is not complicated stuff. It's just that if you don't know, you don't know.
Yes.
So thank God you're sharing this information. I'm so grateful. All right. We got nutrients. Should we talk fitness?
Activity makes a big difference. In our study, so we published this from our clinic, both aerobic capacity and strength training both improve brain processing speed and brain performance. If you want to be sharp and quick and prevent memory loss, fitness really matters. I mean, it's the strongest thing that predicted along with food. So, but here's the thing. The minutes you spend had no impact. It's not about walking for endless time. It's about being fit. So it's about getting your huffing and puffing, getting your aerobic performance up, doing some strength training. And it doesn't have to take hours a day. You can be quick and efficient about it. And that, and really in the Better Brain Solution, I want to make it quick and easy for people to do. So tips on how they can get more accomplished in less time.
Well, it's a relief to know that it isn't hours a day, that you're not spending all kinds of time in the gym, because who has that time, you know? So that I don't have to feel bad and guilty, like, oh no, I'm shortchanging myself because I'm not spending enough time. So it's just doing it, both the aerobic and strength training on a consistent basis is going to be what makes a difference.
Yeah, and strength training could even just be twice a week would be plenty.
Perfect. That's what I do. Yes, check. Excellent. I love that you also talked about mental fitness.
And well, talk about exercise that. Your brain, you know. I mean, I hear people who retire and their goal is to do nothing, right? They want to play golf during the morning and then cocktails at 5 o'clock and that's it for the day. Are you kidding? Purpose and challenge. It's very much like a muscle, like your biceps. If you don't use it, that thing's going to shrink. If you don't use your brain, literally it will shrink. So we do, you know, learn a new language, learn something new, play Sudoku, take up a new game. Constant new learning, which you guys, you provide for all of your followers. I think that's awesome.
Absolutely. Learning's the name of the game for a lifetime. I like to think that we have a community of lifelong learning geeks.
There you go. That's the whole key to having a healthy functioning brain.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. So we talked about foods to add, foods to avoid, key nutrients. Fitness.
Stress. I don't think we're going to get rid of stress. You know, life seems to be getting more stressful every few years.
Yeah.
Times are changing. It's a wild, crazy global situation, no matter which way you look at it. But we could proactively manage it better. That we can take control of. Yes. I don't, you know, there might be people who drive us nuts and they're, and if we're related to them, they're not going to go away. So, proactively managing it. So my three keys would be get a workout, get some sweat up and burn off that tension.
Yeah.
Get a good night's sleep. And three, proactively schedule some peace and calm every day. Just, it's amazing, but 10 minutes makes a significant difference in studies to help people protect their brain. If you're stressed out and you're not managing it and you're not proactively doing something, your cortisol levels tends to surge. And cortisol is a hormone that helps you when you're being attacked by a burglar or a lion, but you lose muscle mass, your blood sugar goes up, you lose bone mass, and your brain literally shrinks when you have high cortisol levels. And we don't want shrunken brains. So 10 minutes a day really does make a difference of meditation, prayer time. Some people aren't really good at meditating. I have them do a heart math. It's a biofeedback tool that I think is very useful. So 10 minutes a day makes a big difference.
Yeah, heart math is lovely, or something. There's another app that I saw on Shark Tank called Simple Habit, which is short. They're 5-minute meditations and you do 2 a day and boom, there you go. And I remember thinking 5 minutes, big deal. I do, as soon as my daughter leaves for school, which is a very hectic time of like, you know, wrestling a 2-year-old into her coat and all that. As soon as my husband walks out the door, just like, boom, it's the first thing I put on just to calm down. And it makes a huge difference. It's so fantastic. Okay, so stress management, your 3 keys for that are a workout, sleep, and some time for peace and calm every day.
Yes.
Cool. And I'm curious to hear what you have to say about toxins and the effect on the brain.
Well, the brain's the most sensitive part of the body. You know, it's almost like the canary in the mind. And we're very sensitive, like too much mercury, like if you're eating too much tuna or other big mouth fish, tuna, grouper, snapper, swordfish. I mean, those are all pretty high, so try to eat them clearly less than once a week. We have nitrosamines, those nitrates they put on deli meats and sandwich meats and hot dogs and bacon. We've known for years they cause cancer, but now we know that they do more than that. They actually are neurotoxic. They cause blood sugar elevations and brain decline. So, you know, and pesticides are another source. So there's several sources out there that I try to give people the tools. What are they? How do you avoid them so you don't end it up with an injured brain when it's actually pretty easy to avoid them when you know how?
So I love this. So all 5 of these steps, food, nutrients, physical activity, stress management, toxins, when you do them in combination, then you create a synergy that has a real impact on your brain health.
Right. And when we've published studies, we've shown that the average person improves their brain processing speed, executive brain function by 25 to 30%.
Wow.
Really powerful.
That is significant.
Yeah, it's almost like someone gives you a faster computer and says, okay, you can get more work done.
I love that. Now I don't have to go become the singularity and hook up my brain to to the cloud.
So yeah, when you follow these steps, literally, not only are you helping to prevent memory loss and heart disease, you're improving your productivity and your mental sharpness like that.
Well, for those of you who are watching, I know I mentioned earlier in the video that Dr. Masley has a quiz. So if you're concerned about, well, what is my brain health like? And I was concerned, what is my brain health like? Because I was telling Dr. Masley that after having a baby, I could feel that whole baby brain thing. I was like, wow, this is no joke. So I wanted to take the quiz. He calls it the Brain Symptom Score Quiz. It takes a minute and a half to take. So you can go do it now. Actually, there's a link that's posted below this video that you can click on. You take this quiz and almost immediately get your results. I scored an 80%, so not terrible.
Pretty good.
Not and terrible,
tips
but I
on how to get better.
That's right. Now I know
everybody
what to do.
Everybody can get better.
Exactly. Exactly. So I would urge you, you know, you can pull up another sort of window in your browser right now and go ahead and take that quiz. The link is posted below. Like I said, it takes a minute and a half to complete. And at least you get a baseline of where am I right now? And how can I use each one of these 5 steps more consistently? I'm already like making notes for myself of places where I can see small adjustments that are going to make a really big difference.
And as a bonus, we give them the Better Brain Shopping Guide. If they'll take the quiz, they get a shopping guide with the 12 foods to buy when you go to the store and the 12 things you got to avoid that could hurt your brain. I would give all of your folks, you know, permission to use that Better Brain Shopping Guide. That's an awesome tool to have to be able to
with their clients, you mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice. So they can share your
it's going to make a difference. That's what we want, is to make a difference, transform people's lives so they feel better, they live better. I think that's why we're all doing this.
Well, you're right. And also, I appreciate your generosity. And I know that everyone who's watching is excited, like, oh, it's great to have tools like that to be able to use with clients. And, you know, actually, I know we're coming to a half hour here, but we think we have a couple of questions if you're open.
I'd love to take some questions.
Okay, great. So there's a question from Elise. She's asking what kind of magnesium is best. That's something you...
So my least favorite is magnesium oxide because it tends to be a GI irritant. We use it in the hospital to clean people out before they get scoped.
Yeah.
And that's the most common, though, is magnesium oxide. So if you hear about people say, oh, my stomach's upset, make sure they're not, a big hint, make sure they're not taking magnesium oxide. Magnesium citrate is better. They tend to use it for people who are constipated. It's efficient. But the best is protein bound. So magnesium glycinate, magnesium malate, magnesium chelated forms. And the newest form that's being studied is magnesium L-threonate, which has actually been shown to get a better across the blood-brain barrier, improve brain levels, and help people who have early cognitive decline improve their brain performance. So that's a special form that's out there today.
Well, that leads to my next question, which is from, I think, Karen, who is asking, are you able to prevent memory loss after you've been diagnosed with dementia or after you've been diagnosed with Alzheimer's? Is there any improving it at that point?
Well, yeah, it's really hard. Let's be clear. What we want to do is prevent this. By the time your brain has literally shrunk, I don't think it's fair to say we're going to get it all back. But yes, you can help get people back some function. One, you can stop further decline. And two, I really believe we can help improve brain function. I'm not saying we can take a demented person and make them, you know, sharp and brilliant again. But right. If we can get anything back, I mean, that would be
That's a huge benefit. Yeah.
But for the average person, we're going to improve brain performance and help prevent loss. If you have mild cognitive impairment, essential to start now. Don't wait till your brain has shrunk from a grape to a raisin. Let's get started and have a better brain starting today.
Beautiful. Another quick question about sugars. And it's the question is, are all sugars bad, just flat out, or are some sugars okay?
The more active you are, the more you would tolerate, you know. Okay. So I said sugar and flour, right? So that's table sugar, that's maple syrup, that's honey. But I mean, if on your birthday you had a teaspoon of honey, I mean, once in a while I give people a treat. The worse your symptoms, the more important is to cut it out all the time. So if you're having cognitive dysfunction, it's essential to get rid of insulin resistance, that state where your brain cells are basically spiraling, unable to function. You've got brain fog and they're dying. You don't want that. So a healthy person, could you have a little bit from time to time? Probably. So the more active you are, the healthier you are, the more you could have a treat from time to time. The more you've got memory loss, the more important it is to cut it all out. So all the sugar, the maple syrup, and all the flour, all the white flour and the whole wheat flour and all of it. Because flour and blood sugar have the same glycemic response, the same response to blood sugar when you eat them.
Okay, great. Thank you for that. Another question from Joanne. She's asking, Dr. Masley, what is your view on MCT oil?
So MCT oil is one of those fats that studies like Dr. Henderson published a couple studies on this. And Dr. Henderson looked at people with mild cognitive impairment. And when they gave them MCT oil, they had an improvement in cognitive performance over about a 90-day period. So in the short term, we know that these short chain fats are like 8 carbon groups, really do that. Now, some people think of MCT oil as coconut oil. Coconut oil is only 25% MCT oil. So we're really talking specific, these short chain fats that help. They do help 80% of people. They don't help the 20% apparently, that have APOE4 gene. They're at the highest risk. So really high risk people, the MCT2L was shown to be ineffective. For 80% of people, it showed to help people with mild cognitive impairment. We have all sorts of people trying to use them. Mm-hmm. We don't have any data that they would make a smart person like you smarter, or that if you have a normal brain that it makes you better. But clearly for people with loss, I think that's an intriguing thing to absolutely try. For anybody with mild cognitive impairment, I would try it.
Yeah, that's great. Sounds good. I would try it too. I actually started to put it in my coffee.
Yes, that's a popular way, is to put it in your coffee. Now, the trick is, so for people with mild cognitive impairment with brain fog, things like that, one thing you can do for your brain is skip breakfast. Eat a normal meal at 9 p.m., fast until noon, have coffee. You could have MCT oil in your coffee to get some healthy fat, so you're like not starving, not that hungry. It makes it a lot easier to do. And many people are able to use that fat as fuel for their brain in the fasting state. But you only need to do it a couple days a week. You don't actually have to do that every day. So partial intermittent fasting, a 12 to 15 hour fast, 2 days a week, really seems to have some significant benefit. And I talk a lot about that in the Better Brain Solution.
I 100% agree with you. And actually, I think I've been doing it wrong because I've been doing it every day, but I've been using it to kind of help recover from and lose the baby weight. And I never would have imagined, because, you know, so much of you learn about food is always eat breakfast, never skip breakfast. Right. Breakfast is important for your metabolism. And I thought, well, this can't possibly work out well for me to skip breakfast. It's actually been great.
So the key is not having sugar for breakfast. The worst thing you could do would be pancakes or cereal or toast or something like that. You know, you could have a veggie omelet, you could have a protein shake, or you could skip it and just have tea or coffee and wait till noon. And I think the skipping it a couple days a week really makes some good sense.
Can it hurt you to do that every day? If that's just your way of being?
No, I think if you tolerate it, it's fine. You just need to make sure you get the rest of your nutrients in.
Yeah.
You could do that.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. One final question. Karen asks, Dr. Masley, why do all senior nursing facilities and assisted living facilities serve endless desserts to their residents?
They're trying to finish them off.
That's so horrible.
Honestly, there is a point, and I had this, you know, with my, you know, family members at the end, where that's one of the few things they can enjoy anymore,
right?
You know, and their life is almost over. So at some point, I'm not against saying, we're not going to fight this anymore. Let's just make someone comfortable. I'm okay with that concept, but I'm not, you know, but someone who's got early cognitive decline, for an average person, you know, especially not for you and me, the last thing I want people to do is be eating sweets all the time, because that's going to accelerate their cognitive decline.
I love it. Yeah, thank you.
So that's a very good question. I'm glad that was asked, because it's an essential point. And yeah.
It is, I agree.
For a hospice patient, why not just, you know, you're in hospice. I'm not opposed to that. But if you're still trying to get better, then absolutely not.
I agree. And, you know, again, for those of you who are watching, or maybe you have a friend or family member who might be concerned about early cognitive decline, or maybe you're not concerned about it, but you just want to be as sharp as you possibly can, Dr. Masley has designed a quiz that you can take. It takes a minute and a half. It's called the Brain Symptom Score Quiz. And there's a link below this video that you can click on, and you can do it right now. It'll open in another browser. And you can find out where are you in cognitive function. I took it myself. Like I said, it took a minute and a half. I scored 80%. I have some work to do, but now I know what to do. So I urge you to take the quiz, and especially if you have parents or grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends, other people who might express interest or concern in this, you can always send them to the quiz page and say, hey, check this out. This is something that could really help you. And of course, in addition to the quiz, I really strongly encourage you to check out the Better Brain Solution, Dr. Masley's new book. Would you show us the cover one more time? It's so pretty. I love that. And to go ahead and get that, and you can go deeper into everything that Dr. Masley shared here. You know, I just really want to appreciate you, Dr. Masley, for giving so many solid, usable tips. Whether or not someone ever gets your book, this video has been full of value, and I so appreciate that.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm always happy to get to talk to you. It's always fun. And to share information with people. I love sharing information with people who are making a difference in the world and helping to transform lives.
Thank you. Well, that is what we are trying to do here at Health Coach Institute. We are changing lives one habit at a time. So thank you, everybody, for joining us on Tuesday Tips. We'll see you next time. Bye, everybody. Bye, Dr. Masley. Thank you so much.
For tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.